The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a large amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The first debtor in today's gospel symbolizes our own situation. We owe God so much that we can never hope to pay the debt. We can't hope to pay him back. He has created us. He has given us our very life. He has made us sons and daughters of the church, in which we have the blessing of receiving the sacraments, especially the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. We are in his debt for his supernatural benefits too, for the incarnation, for the redemption, for our divine filiation, our being called to participate in his divine life here on earth and later in heaven with the glorification of body and soul. We owe God an immense debt, a debt which we can never hope to repay in this life nor in the next. But we are his sons and daughters. And because of this, we can petition God with unlimited confidence, because fathers do not remember the loans they've made to their children. They don't remember the little things that they've given and expect payment back. That's not what fathers do. Because they've made these loans out of love for their little children. So draw strength from your divine filiation, because God is a father. Your Father, our Father, full of warmth and infinite love. Call to him frequently. Call him Father frequently. Tell him when you're alone that you love him, that you love him very much, and that you feel proud and strong because you are his child. And what's more, even if by some odd chance God does expect payment, our older brother Jesus Christ has already paid the debt.